Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you with me. We opened up with our theme song by Gregory Stafford, blended into this song as we get ready to look into the future, featuring a song entitled Timeless. How about that? We're looking into the future and playing a song called Timeless. Louise Banks, featured artist, also featuring Geno Banks and the outstanding bass guitarist, Mohini Day, the young lady who is just an awesome phenom on the bass. But all these musicians are great. Check it out. Check this out. Check this out. The instrument that you're hearing that sounds like a guitar is actually not a guitar. It is a sitar. An instrument from the Middle East, the Indians. The true Indians, not Native American Indians. The Indians. This is it. While he's doing his thing on the sitar, also check out what the drummer is doing in the background. He's doing some pretty complicated stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, most of these musicians are from the Middle East, and they are outstanding. I'll be letting you hear some more of that as we go throughout the day. Wow. I definitely wanted to give you a chance to hear, to hear, to hear. And it still amazes me to watch people play music that can be so complex, so complicated, and no music in front of them, playing it all from memory. knowing when they're going to be changing together, how they'll be changing together. Just amazing. Truly amazing. All right. We're going to be hearing from Medical News Today first and then from Pew Research as we deal with health matters as we take our look into the future. I want to ask you this. How many of you have problems with peanut allergies? Yeah, peanut allergies. I mean, you got, when you go to the restaurant, you have to make sure they know that if there's anything that you're going to be eating, that is, that it cannot be cooked in peanut oil. It's not just peanut butter that you cannot have. It's even if it's cooked in peanut oil. I was talking with one of my friends recently who told me about an extreme situation. I mean extreme. Where we have some students at a school who have to be separated from peanut butter. And when I say separated, I do mean separated. If anyone else, if any of their classmates have brought in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they cannot sit next to those people who have the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They can't even sit close to the product. I guess we could say food. Can't even sit next to the food. And I do mean that literally. Can't even be close to it. Have a table that's set aside for people with peanut allergies so that they won't risk being too close to someone who's eating some food that has peanut byproducts in it, like peanut butter. It gets serious. How many of you have had to be choosy about the restaurants you go to because you did your research and found out which ones serve their food that is not prepared in peanut oil, so you know that that's safe for you? New research demonstrates, and this is why I'm sharing this, there could be hope. There may be hope, ladies and gentlemen. Some new research is demonstrating how a vaccine can actually alter the immune response to peanuts in mice. I know I'm talking mice here, but remember, there have been quite a few treatments that have come into existence for us humans based on positive findings that started with some other creatures, whether mice or something else. So don't be disappointed because we're talking about mice starting out here. Change the immune response to peanuts in mice, effectively stopping an allergic reaction from unfolding. These findings may soon be translatable to humans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as the CDC, deem food allergies a growing food safety and public health concern. Food allergies. How is it that in the 21st century, when we should be doing so much better in so many areas, on so many fronts, that food allergies are getting worse and worse, becoming a growing, actually are, a growing food safety and public health concern. The CDC experts estimate that 4 to 6% of all children in the United States are affected by food allergies, though other reports reveal that percentage to be much higher. Not only higher, but much higher. Our children dealing with food allergies. And when we say children, we're not just talking about children who are 8 and 9 years old. How many of you discovered that you had to change your baby's formula? Maybe your baby was wheezing and getting congested in the head. And you didn't know why. You were wondering, is it because of the temperature in the house? Is my child picking up something from daycare? And you know you hadn't taken your child to daycare often, but about the time you started taking your child to daycare, it seemed like the child was really beginning to have problems with head congestion. But then you started thinking about it again. You say, wait a minute, though. No, actually, my child was having problems with head congestion a few weeks before I ever started taking taking her to daycare, something else is going on. And so you decided to try to figure out a trial and error system that would help you figure out what to begin to rule out as the culprit behind your child's head congestion. Lo and behold, you finally figured out the problem was not the room temperature in the house. The problem was not something in the detergent that you were using to wash your baby's clothes. The problem was not the pets. The problem turned out to be the formula that your child was drinking. You changed that formula, different type, different brand. Lo and behold, the problems went away. The head congestion problem just completely went away. Did not come back. How about the horror stories of people finding worms in containers of the drinks being consumed by us humans? Food allergies becoming more and more of a problem. I wouldn't be at all surprised if indeed the percentage of children in the U.S. affected by food allergies is indeed much higher than 4 to 6%. And of all food allergies, the allergies to peanuts are the most common. That's part of the reason I wanted to share that with you. Of all the food allergies, the allergies to peanuts is the most common food allergy. Let's talk about this some more.